സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പര. ഓം പേജ് 112 ശ്ലോക 11. ഹരോ യദ്യുപദേഷ്ടാതേം അഹരി കമലജോപിവ തഥാപി ന തവ സ്വാസ്ഥ്യം സർവവിസ്മരണാദൃതേ. In this 16th chapter, Ashtavakra asked Janaka Maharaja, one has to drop everything, forgetting everything. Vismaranat eva swasthyam. Here vismaranam means not forgetting but disowning everything, not forgetting but disowning. Disowning means not claiming. Not claiming what? Not claiming oneself as a body mind complex. Claiming I am body, my family, my profession, my position, this type of claiming one has to shift into claiming oneself as Atma. Moksha means nothing but claiming I am Atma. For that, Ashtavakra says, other than claiming yourself, other than claiming yourself as Atma, there is no moksha. You have to claim. Claim means what? I am, just as you say, I am a human being. You are claiming. No? Human rights, people are claiming. Human rights, we are human beings, we have so many rights. All rights has to be fulfilled. People are claiming. Claiming for property. Claiming for house. Claiming for so many things. Except one thing. That is Atma. Not claiming one's own nature. I am Atma. I was Atma. I am Atma. I ever will be Atma. You have to claim. In the process of claiming this, you have to drop everything. Vismaranam, that is what? I am Muktaha, I am a Jnani, I have studied Shastra, I know Mundaka, even Dasha Upanishad's names you have to drop. That notion, I am a scholar, I am well versed in Shastra, I got Moksha, that notion also. I am a Jnani, that notion also Vismaranam. Because as long as you think you are a Jnani, you are not a Jnani. Because a Jnani never think he is a Jnani. Why? I am Jnana Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. Why I have to think I am a Jnani? I am a Jnana Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. That is my real nature. It is natural. Now what people are living is unnatural life. They are all claiming, I am father, I am mother, I am brother, I am sister, they are claiming. Here finally, I am Atma, that notion also you have to vismaranam have. Because this is natural. Very, very, very natural. Even that also I have to drop. Unless you drop this type of identity with anatma first, then later I am a jivan muktaha identity, that also you have to. And I am videha muktaha, I am going to be videha muktaha also, that notion also you have to drop. If you are asking for videha mukti, means you, I don't want punarjanma nartham. See, I don't want punarjanma, therefore I want to get videha mukti. If you ask, I don't want punarjanma, indirectly you are accepting this janma. See how connection it is. Now I am jivan muktaha, I want to become a videha muktaha after death. I don't want any more birth further. That means what? I don't want birth means now you are accepting this birth. Now you are accepting this birth. So Shastra says, study some more years. Okay, if you think that you have birth now, you have not understood that your real nature. I am ever birthless Atma. Birth is only for the body, not for me. So all these notions one by one, vismaranam, vismaranam karaniyam. Having said this, even if you are not ready to claim or own up this truth, even Brahmaji also cannot teach you. Even Vishnu, Lord Vishnu also cannot teach you. Even Shiva comes also cannot make you to claim, because you are so solid, ignorant person. You are not, no one can shake you. That much is solidity. Is there in ignorance, confirmed and confounded ignorance. No one can protect you unless you have Atmakrupa. Atmakrupa means I want to attain self-knowledge in this birth itself. In this birth means after 20 years or 30 years. People have the target time. At least after 20 years I can get an. Why 20 years? Why not 20 days? Why not even 2 days? Now, here itself. That much tivra mumukshutvam must be there. Intense desire to attain self-knowledge. Intense desire. Then only you can. Now, next chapter, 17th chapter, Ashtavakra is going to start. A model, a jnani who attains jnanam, what is the phalam? What is the jnana phalam? That jnana phalam, jivan mukta lakshanani or jnana phalam, he is talking now to create interest in Ashtavakra Gita students. So that people get lot of desire for moksha, desire for knowledge. Once he shows the jnana phalam, everyone will vote for that. Now it is a publicizing that self-knowledge. The phalam he is talking. So, jnani lakshanam. What are the benefits of this jnana phalam? Very beautiful chapter. We will read the first shloka. Page 114.
अष्टावक्र उवाच तेन ज्ञानफलं प्राप्तं योगाभ्यासफलं तथा तृप्तस्वच्छेन्द्रियो नित्यम् एकाकीरमते तु यः
As we are understanding these slokas, each word I have to each word, the meaning of that word, I have to see in my life. Gradually, slowly. Not at a time, but slowly. One word, I have to see in myself. How? Look into that shloka. He says, Yaha, whoever, Yaha, Truptaha, number one. Am I Truptaha? Am I content? Tripdhat, Yaha Truptaha, the one who is content with whatever he or she is having. Alam Buddha, Buddhiman. Buddhivan. Alam buddhi means podum. Podum. Enough. Enough of earning. Enough of studying Shastra and Jolakudas. Enough of earning. Enough of seeing TV. Enough of going to shopping. Enough of too much eating. Something else. Okay. Suptaha. Yaha. Not only that. Svachya indriyaha. Svachya indriyaha means whose. Here indriya means antahkaranam you can take. Antar indriyam manaha. Svachya indriyaha means whose sense organs are very pure. They see only good. They hear only good. The mind also think only good. Svachya indriyaha. Always thinking about others also good. No negative, only positive, seeing all nice things, which are congenial for spiritual life. What are all hearing, what are all seeing, everything. Even food also spiritually congenial food. My friends also must be spiritually friendly. So all spiritually friendly. My interactions also. Then that indriyam are known as Svachya Indriyaha. Svachya Indriyaha. Whose buddhi is svacham? Whose mind is svacham? Such a person. Even ego also svacham. Since ego irindhaal kuda, it is good. Not harming others. With pride. Without pride, he is very, very good person. Svachendriyaha nityam ekaki. Always love to live alone. Always love to live in a solitude. Ekaki. Ekaki. The sannyasi anartham. Even sannyasis are also should not stay together. Two sannyasis, two swaminis should not stay together. And they say if two sannyasis bhikshu, sannyasi in the bhikshu, two bhikshu sannyasis stay together, it is a gramam. Three sannyasis stay together, it is a nagaram. Therefore, samsaraha. As long as you are with members, anatma bhavana increases. Interactions, anatma bhavana increases. So try as much as possible whenever it is available. You need not work for solitude. Okay, grihasthas, when you are in the family world, sannyasi means it is possible. But when you are in grihastha ashrama, whenever it is available, opportunity comes to live alone. Ah, I am very happy now. I got a nice opportunity like that. You have to think. Okay? Like that. If everyone goes outside some tour, some outside program, this is the time I can utilize. Ekaki nityam. You can take that way physically ekaki. Real sense is, meaning is, manasikama nityam ekaki. Mentally,
Even though you are in the midst of people, group of people, 3 members, 4 members, 10 members in the family, but your mind is always in solitude. Your mind will not merge with them. You will not carried away by those words of people. Even though your body is interacting with them, but your mind is what? Aham Brahmasmi Sapatha. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Panchakosha Vilakshanaha Shariratraya Vilakshanaha Aham. That is mind, Ekaki mind. That is real Ekakitva. Okay. Nityam Ekaki Ramate and reveling also. ஏகாக்கியமா பயமா இருக்கேன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. When you are ஏகாக்கி அலோன் ஒண்டி கட்டை அர்த்தம். ஏகாக்கி அலோன் ரமதே ரவெல்ஸ் ஆனந்தம் திருப்தி நோ பயம் அண்ட் என்ஜாயிங் தட் சாலிட்யூட் மோர் நிதித்தியாசனம் மோர் கான்டெம்ப்ளேஷன் மோர் வேதாந்த சிந்தனம் ஐ யூட்டிலைஸ் தட் எவ்ரி செகண்ட். 1 hour gap comes, all Arsulam have gone to their place, I am alone. Make use of it. Tremendous change comes in you. Tremendous change. That's it. Try as much as possible to live aloof. Not with sad mind. Yaarume illa swami. Veetla yaarume illa na. Without such a feeling. எனக்கு யாருமே இல்லையான்னு ஃபீலிங் வரக்கூடாது. அப்பா பகவான் ஹேஸ் கிவன் மே குட் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி, தேங்க்யூ அப்படி சொல்லணும் அவருக்கு. ரமத்தேனர் சாலிட்யூட் இஸ் என் டைப் ஆஃப் ரெவலிங் ஆர் இஸ் எ டைப் ஆஃப் காசிங் டிப்ரெஷன். சம் பீப்புள் கெட் டிப்ரெஷன். நான் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் தே வில் கெட் டிப்ரெஷன் சாலிட்யூட். But a Vedantic student, it is a boon for him or her. Make use of it. Naa chollala, avare solvaru. Nityam ekaki ramate truptaha. Tena yoga abhyasa phalam tatha jnana phalam praptam. Whoever revel in atmas, ekaki means here another meaning you can take. Atmani ramate. Atma is 1 or 2. ஏகாக்கி ஆல்வேஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஏகாக்கி. நித்யம் ஏகாக்கி மீன்ஸ் எவர் இன் ஆத்மா ஹி ரெவல்ஸ். ஆத்மனியேவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டஹ. ஃபார் சச் எ பர்சன் ஹிஸ் யோகாபியாச ஃபலம் பிராப்தம். தட் மீன்ஸ் கர்ம யோகாபியாச ஃபலம் அண்ட் உபாசனா யோகாபியாச ஃபலம் அண்ட் அஷ்டாங்க யோகாபியாச ஃபலம். What is karma yoga culmination has attained in artham. Upasana yoga culmination also he has reached. Ashtanga yoga, pranayama, asana, dhyana, samadhi, abhyasa, rupa, all these their phalam also he has attained. All of them will take him to what? Jnana. So jnana phalam also he has attained. When he revel in that Atma Swarupam Truptaha. Next sloka.
Na kadachid jagadyasmin jagadyasmin tatvajnoham thakidyapi யத ஏகேன தேனேதம் பூர்ணம் ப்ரஹ்மாண்ட மண்டலம்.
As you are trying to claim I am Atma, I am the self consciousness awareness principle, on the other side the mind has got its own issues. Even though you have trained yourself in karma yoga, upasana yoga, jnana yoga and well entrenched in Vedanta, still once in a while your own mind
like a child, it comes and creates some problems. Problems in the sense, some disturbance, internal disturbance. Disturbance is caused because of worldly attachments, because worldly people are there, worldly interactions, sometimes disturbance comes. Even though I am a student of Vedanta from past 15 years and trying to do lot of Nididhyasanam, sometimes my mind come and disturbs me because of worldly problems, worldly disturbances when I am interact with the people. And some disturbances will-based means I start worrying about future. Suppose comes, who will take care of me at old age? What will happen to my possessions? Some thoughts will come, will-based. Deliberately I worry about a future, worry about the future death, worry about other members who are depending upon me, suppose. In spite of Vedanta state, these are all will-based thoughts, disturbances. Unknowingly, they arise. Then another disturbances because of vasanas. Vasanas means at subconscious level, my previous past experiences, whatever I have experienced previously, the joy, enjoyment, whatever comfort I have enjoyed, whatever pleasure I have, pleasant experiences I have experienced, I have registered 5 years back, 10 years back, 20 years back, 3 decades back. Suddenly they come to surface. Vasana, that pleasant feelings comes out. Again, mind wants that same pleasant joy. Again, I want. Edo mango saaptom, iniki ippo saapanum, manasu varum. Because one past experience has already registered. Register office poi eppadi register pannita. Because of that, I again and again I think of that experience, that time repeated like cinema song. Repeatedly, once you like a song, you listen, the same song will be repeated in the mind. Song already you heard only 10 days back. Why it repeats? Because you have such a love for that which has registered inside, and that song is ringing in the mind. Like that, so many our imprints are already hidden. Once in a while they come to surface, they are not will-based, just like that they come out. You have no control over them. Their arrival you have no control. What you have to do now? Worldly problems, worldly disturbances, will-based thoughts disturbance, vasana-based thoughts disturbance. World-based thoughts disturbance remedies, they are all mithya nama rupa, mithya atva nishchayam. Mithya atva nishchayam. Why I have to struggle with those people? They are all nama rupa mithya, mithya atva nishchayam. Will-based thoughts disturbance about tomorrow, day after tomorrow, future things, that thoughts can be, we have to neutralize. I have only contribution, I have no control over them. My will has got its own limitations. Will-based thoughts, I plan. Even Jnani has to remain in the body as long as Prarabdha is there. For Jnani also thoughts will come, will-based thoughts will come. So when the thoughts arise, when he wants to implement them, that he should not expect too much control over them. Thought, will-based thoughts are only contributors, not control. Everything is not in my control. Tarabdhaya samarpitam vapuhu. We never have control totally. Do your best, leave the rest there.
Do your best, leave the rest. Otherwise, you will get rust. Relax, that's all. Because this mind, this will, that which mind has got, those thoughts, all are anatma only. Why I have to struggle too much? All are anatma only. That anatma bhavana. Then vasana based thoughts, imprint, latent, potent thoughts registered, they come to surface, unknowingly you feel, where am I? In Vedanta, what happened to me? All like that questions will come. You do pratipaksha bhavana. Ashubha vasanas, if they are there, convert into shubha vasana. Pratipaksha bhavana. Shubha vasana. So all of them are mithya. They come to service. They are only just like a sakshi, you witness them. They cannot touch you. You witness them, watch them, never indulge in them. Just watch them, witness them, they belong to Nama Rupa Prapancha, Mithya Prapancha, they cannot touch me, they cannot afflict me really. So as long as body, mind is there, it has its own issues. It has its own swabhava. At the same time, let it not disturb others, let it not disturb me also. In a party, na nidhi dhyasana pannindey irupen, all that. Nothing will happen. Okay, like that we have to. All this will continue. Even for jnani, what is the difference between wise person and other wise person? Wise person is one who knows how to handle the issues of the mind. Wise person is one who knows how to handle this mithya, vasana, manas, thoughts, will, world, interactions, all are I handle carefully. That's all. But otherwise person, ignorant person, carried away by them like Kedarnath floods. Otherwise person, ignorant person, non-Vedantic student, carried away by the floods, tsunami of vasanas, world, people, interactions, carried away by and later what? All damage. Are you seeing no TV, paper? Damage, life also like that. Great damage takes place. Angengyo tufan vanda nashtam illa, onnu aagadhu, poyina pohattona. Sila per pova prarabdham mudichina udane poiduva. See, a person, that tsunami comes, flood comes once in a while. Daily this person is facing a type of flood inside. So here also floods come and this jnani cannot be touched by the floods which are happening in the mind. See here, hante tatvajnaha, knower of atma, tatvajnaha means the knower of reality, tatva means reality, jnaha means knower. Oh Janaka, you are the knower of reality. So what? Tasmin, yasmin jagati kadachit, kadachit na yataha nan. Tatvajnaha na khidyati. Kadachit jagati, yasmin jagati kadachit na khidyati. Even remaining in this world, universe, yasmin jagati kadachit na khidyati, in spite of remaining in the world, not disturbed by that. Na khidyati means not disturbed, not perturbed. Na khidyati. Yataha, therefore, ekena tena ஏகேன தேன இதம் பிரம்மாண்ட மண்டலம் பூர்ணம். பிகாஸ் ஹி சீஸ் பிரம்மாண்ட மண்டலம், திஸ் என்டயர் யூனிவர்ஸ், ஆல் 14 லோகாஸ், பிரம்மாண்ட மண்டலம். தேன இதம் ஏகேன பூர்ணம், இட் இஸ் ஃபில்ட் வித் மீ தி ஆத்மா. தி என்டயர் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் filled with me, the Atma. There is a saying in Malayalam, they say, Ananda Chinmaya Hare Gopika Ramana Nipadi, and the Bhaktan Sunnara, if I thought comes in me, let it come as the, I am the source of this universe. I thought comes, let it have, it should have, a thought of the whole jagat I am. அந்த தாட் வரட்டும், வந்தா நான் அங்க தாட் வந்தா இது எல்லாமே நானேதான் அங்க தாட் வரணும். That words are நான் என்ன பாவம் அது தோணாக வேணும் இஹா. நான் என்ன பாவம் அது, நான் அங்க தாட் வந்தா, I thought if it comes, தோணாயின if it comes, தோணாயின தோணிச்சென்ன வேணும் இஹ, எப்படி இருக்கணும், தோணுன்னதாகி லகிலம் ஞான் இதன்ன வழி தோணேனுமே என்றார். இது எல்லாமே நானேதான் ஆக்கணும். இந்த தாட் வந்து எப்படி வரணும், ஐ தாட் இட் கம்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஸ்டேட்டம் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் த சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். குச் ஐ ஹியர் OCR RZ. So everything is nothing but my swarupam only. That bhavana should come. Next shloka. தேன இதம் பூர்ணம் அண்ணா, திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் ஃபில்ட் வித் மீ அலோன் தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், நாட் வித் திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் மேட்டர், வித் மீ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃபில்ட் இன் எவ்ரிபடி, இன் எவ்ரிபாடி, இன் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் சப் சித். ஐ ஆம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ஆஸ் சப் சித். I am all pervading as chit. Okay, all pervading as chit. I am all pervading as sat. Therefore I am alone in the body, outside the body also. Next shloka 3.
Na jatu visaya kepi, swaramam harshayantyami, ஹர்ஷயந்த்யமி சல்லகி பல்லப்ரி, சல்லகி பல்லவ ப்ரீதம் இவேபம் நிம்ப பல்லவாஹ.
The elephant gives an example here. Elephant used to eat daily sallaki pallavam. Sallaki pallavam, a type of tree, its tender leaves very very sweet. The elephant used to eat all those leaves every day. Once it is enjoying with that sweet leaves, how can it go for neem leaves? Nimba pallava, how can it can have a desire for eating neem leaves? Like that, if a jnani who is reveling in atma swarupam, how can he go for anatma pleasures, worldly materialistic pleasures? Never. Just as the elephant never goes for neem leaves, this jnani never goes for these worldly affairs which are having three doshas, അതൃപ്തികരത്വം, ബന്ധകത്വം, ദുഃഖമിശ്രിതത്വം, ഹി നെവർ ഗോ ഫോർ ദാറ്റ്. ദാറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് ഹി സേസ് ഹിയർ. സല്ലകി പല്ലവ പ്രീതിം, പ്രീതം, സല്ലകി പല്ലവ പ്രീതം, ദ എലിഫന്റ് ഇഭം, ഇഭം ഇവർ, like an elephant which is enjoying the sallaki pallavam, the leaves tenderly. Pallavam means tender leaves. Sallaki, a type of plant tree. Ibham, that elephant, na nimba pallavaha, it will never have liking for nimba pallavaha. Iva, similarly വിഷയാഹ കേപി അമീ വിഷയാഹ, ദീസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്, റിലേഷൻസ്, പീപ്പൽ, വേൾഡ്ലി ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്, അമീ, അസൗ, അമു, അമീ, ദോസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ് ആർ ദീസ് ആൻഡ് ദോസ്. യു ക്യാൻ സേ അസൗ അമു അമീ, ദീസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്, ദീസ് പീപ്പൽ ആർ ദോസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ് വിച്ച് ഹാവ് നോട്ട് അക്വയർഡ്, ആൻഡ് ദോസ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹു ആർ ഫാർ അവേ. Those and these objects, vishayaha, an adjective to vishayaha. Ami is an adjective to vishayaha. Swaramam kepi harshayanti na jatu na harshayanti at all. Kepi na vishayaha. No other sense objects can give joy for him. Na harshayanti. They cannot give pleasure to him. Swaramam na jatu harshayanti. Swaramam means the one who is reveling in oneself. Worldly people revel in worldly objects. But the person Atma Rama cannot be reveled by those objects. They cannot give him joy. Swarama means the one who is reveling in oneself, in Atma Swarupam. Vishayaha na harshayanti. These objects cannot give him. Idella nimbu pallavaha, like neem leaves, pavakkai madri. Don't say pavakkai also good for Swami diabetes. If you say like that, what I say, you know, all your unpleasant experiences are also, really speaking, good for your spiritual upliftment. If you take in such a way, it is okay. But you want to run away, you know. When it is good for diabetes, means you eat pavakai. Otherwise, you won't eat. That's why Shastra says every bitter experience is a stepping stone for your spiritual upliftment. When I say, you happily accept. Daniki diniki saripoyindi. Okay, next shloka.
Yastu bhogeshu bhuteshu,
sorry,
yastu bhogeshu bhukteshu, na bhavat ധിവാസിതഃ അഭുക്തേഷു നിരാകാംക്ഷീ താദൃശോ ഭവ ദുർലഭഃ.
യഹ തു ഭോഗേഷു ഭുക്തേഷു na adhivasitaha bhavati. The one who is left out, adhivasitaha means who is left out with vasanas, impressions of bhukteshu bhogeshu, those pleasures. Bhogeshu means those sense pleasures which are already experienced. Bhukteshu bhogeshu, already experienced sense pleasures in whom the impressions are not left out. Anartham. Whatever you experience, the impressions are there. Those impressions will not come vasanas. Impressions means vasanas will not come to surface for this ajnani. They cannot come and disturb him, because having made everything mithya, how vasanas can come and disturb him? There is no second real thing to disturb me. There is no second real thing. There are second unreal things. Unreal things cannot disturb me. So there is no second real thing to disturb me. Where is the question of these vasanas remaining in my mind and lurking inside and coming nanirike and solla mudiyuma? Jnanani dhaddha karmani bhasmasat kurute arjuna, they burnt. Agami, sanchita, prarabdha, everything totally he makes nil, really speaking. Ellame nilda. How is it possible in the order of reality? This is the ordinary order of reality. But that's the problem. Order of reality. I am higher order of reality. The lower order of reality, body, mind, its vasanas, its impressions, they will not disturb me. Na adhivasitaha abhukteshu nirakanshi. See, whatever he has already experienced before knowledge. Before knowledge, many experiences the person might have gone through. After getting jnanam, once in a while I remember my old, good old. It is like seeing the bird's steps in the sky. Na? The pakshi, when it moves in the akasha, can you count the steps, how many steps? Adayalam irukuma? Adhe madrina, jnaniki past experiences, impressions are like birds, steps like in matter. Are writing in the water. What remains when you write in the water? What remains? Nothing. Similarly, jnani kuda appadha. As about, what about he has experienced? What about unexperienced? Not yet experienced. Therefore, may he have any desire for that? Okay, experiences, past experienced impressions are not there. What about future experiences? Let me have this, let me enjoy this, let me have this pleasure, let me have this pleasant experience. Will he desire or will she desire? He says, abhukteshu nirakanshi, nirgata akanksha yasmat, from whom the akanksha, the desire has gone about unexperienced pleasant experiences. Id experience pannanume nu aashayam irukadu. Abhukteshu nirakanksha. But Ashtavakra says tadrishaha durlabhaha bhavati. Very very rare to find such a person, Arjuna Janaka. Very very rare. Durlabhaha means dukkhena labhyaha. Very difficult to get such a person to see in there. Very difficult. And jnanis are very rare. Jnanis may have this paroksha jnanam, but jnana nishtha remaining in one's own nature without any sort of past impression, desire for future impressions, null or nil. Because of that tremendous understanding of that truth, this body cannot afflict such a person. Next shloka. ബുഭുക്ഷുരിഹ സംസാരേ
മുമുക്ഷുരപി ദൃശ്യതേ
ഭോഗമോക്ഷോ നിരാകാംക്ഷീ
ഭോഗമോക്ഷ നിരാകാംക്ഷീ
വിരലോ ഹി മഹാശയഃ.
Again same idea he conveys here. Mahashayaha, such a person, Mahan Atma Antahkaranam Yasya Saha. Mahashayaha means Antahkaranam. Such a person who has got such an Antahkaranam, such a type of knowledge, such a person, Viralaha, you can count in fingers. Who can count on fingers, very rare. Viralahana rumma kammi. Mahashayaha hi, very very difficult, such a great minds are very rare. Then whom you can get rarely? Bhukshuhu iha samsare bhukshuhu drishyate, iha samsare mumukshurabhi drishyate. In this world, iha samsare means, in this world, bubukshuhu means, bhojanam kartum iccha, bubuksha, bhoktum iccha. You can see people who always want to enjoy this or that. Bubuksha means what? Bhoktum iccha, I want to enjoy, desire to enjoy something or other. Desire to enjoy a pleasure through a film, through a serial, through a TV or through a cell phone, through computer, through something or other, through dress or money or wealth or other house or car, something else. Bhoktum iccha. Edho onnu celebrate enakku onnume interest illa, edho onnu irukum correct ah. Some people say like that only. I am not interested in anything and that. Go and sit and ask your mind. Are you not interested in anything? Your mind has to say yes. But appo yes ennu sollu, once in a while it comes out. Then you have to catch a caller. Immediately. That is called alert life. Nothing is there for me to desire in this world. Why? How it comes now? Anything I desire is anatma. Anything I desire is anatma. That anatma is troublesome. Because every anatma is a dosha trayam are there. Who will desire that dosha traya anatma which is having potential defect in it? Who desires? A wise person never desires. On the other hand, he knows that this anatma mithya vastu is really not there. It is nama rupa, namke vasti. He never opts for that because it is mithya. Therefore, bubukshuriha samsare drishyate, mumukshurabhi drishyate, moktum iccha. I want to get moksha, I want to get moksha. Vijnasu, mumukshus are also available. But manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatadamami siddhanam kaschinmam veti tattvataha viralaha. Mahashayaha viralaha. Who is that? Bhoga moksha nirakankshi. Even moksha desire also gone from whom? Moksha desire also gone from whom? Such a person, nirakankshi, is very very viralaha. Such a mahashaya is viralaha. Generally people when they are writing a letter, mahashayaha, they write, who is this mahashaya? Ajnani is there mahashaya. Fake it and make it and madri, oru naal kaavadhu aaga pona po maatana. അത് ചൊല്ലി people have the tradition of writing Mahashayan. What do you mean by Mahashaya? Means a Jnani. Jnani is called Mahashaya. Who is not carried away by the mental torments, mind jugglery, not carried away. On the other hand, mind is a sport for him. It is like a ball. How you play with the ball? How you play? You enjoy. You enjoy with that. For a jnani, mind is like a rubber ball. Like rubber ball. He play with that mind. இன்னைக்கு ரொம்ப கொஞ்சம் சாடா இருக்கா, அப்படி இருக்கியா, ஓ பரவாயில்ல, ஓகே அப்படி பார்த்துப்பா. ரொம்ப குதிச்சு குதிச்சு ஆனந்தமா இருக்கா, ஓஹோ எல்லாம் பிரதிபிம்ப ஆனந்தம் தானே, அதெல்லாம் பிரதிபிம்ப ஆனந்தம். சுகம் வந்த துக்கம் வந்தான்னு அது மைண்டோட அது நேச்சர் தான். இவர் குட் ஓல்டு ப்ராப்ளம் ஆயிடும், அதை விட்டுடுவான். இதெல்லாம் ஸ்போர்ட் ஒரே ஜ்ஞானி. எவன் அழகா சொல்றோம் பாருங்க, நாட் ஈஸி டு but worth to practice. Wonderful. This is called mastery on one's own mind. It is nothing but understanding my mind is my instrument. It cannot afflict me. I see all fluctuations in the mind. It is like going in giant wheel. And enjoy. இது மைண்ட் ஆனது வரும் கீழே வரும்போது அது மாதிரி மனசு கூட ஜெயிண்ட் வீல் மாதிரி தான், ஒண்ணுமே இல்லை, என்ஜாய். ஓகே, தேர்ஃபோர் போக மோக்ஷ நிராகாங்க்ஷி விரலஹா மகாசயா. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 6. All are nice slokas. Bhagavan Krishna says the same. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinah rasavarjam rasopyasya param 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 drushtva nivartate. Param ana engeyo paakakoodadhu. Param drushtva nivartate. We are very happy to disclaim all the time. And we are habituated to say, I am very ordinary person, I am ordinary housewife, I am ordinary employee, I am ordinary mother-in-law. நம்ம ஆர்டினரி இல்லாமல் எப்படி இருக்கிறது? இதெல்லாம் ஆர்டினரி ஆர்டினரின்னு சொல்லும் போது அங்கே ஏதோ தகராறுன்னு அர்த்தம். இப்படி சொல்லி சொல்லி பழகிட்டோம் நம்ம. Therefore we are not that அந்த ராட் ஐ சொன்னாங்க இல்லையோ, இந்த ராட் when it is caught in that bone, in the night. And the night ella kadichi 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 strike struggling it comes to a decision, I have no way out. Early morning also if we open it won't come out. You welcome, come out anna. Inna it has decided that I have no way out. Na freedom tare nee velila va anna appadi irukku. நம்ம கூட அதே மாதிரி தான். I am a housewife, I am a mother, I am a mother-in-law, I am a brother, I am father-in-law, father. With these roles we have struggled so much. And once Ashtavakra comes and tells you are what? You are the source of this creation. Na? Pavam, Ashtavakra. Ashtavakra, Pavam. Har Siniyad Enri Patti. இப்படி நினைப்போம். நமக்கு தெரியாதா, அவருக்கு தெரியாதா? நமக்கு தான் தெரியாது. So therefore, this is called a habitual orientation. We have to break that chain. How can I break that chain? The more time I give for Shastra, Shravanam, Shravanam, Shravanam. Either reading notes, or listening to CDs, or listening to the class, all the time, that is the only solution. Habitual motion avadu, gishan avadu. One way kadayadu, ella falls. Who can disturb me in this world? When I am the adhisthanam of this universe, who can disturb me? Ippadi pesumbodhu oru pakkam manasu solrum, neeya
அதிஷ்டானமா அப்படி மனசு சொல்லி வைக்கும். அது அதுக்கு அதுக்கு ஹேபிட். நான் என்ன சொல்லணும், நீ அப்படியே சொல்லிட்டே இருப்போ, நான் சொல்லுவேன் இப்படியா அப்படி சொல்லணும். அயம் அதிஷ்டானம். தி மைண்ட் கம்ஸ் டு சர்ஃபேஸ் அண்ட் இட் டான்ஸ். யூ கேனாட் டச் மீ பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் மித்யான்னு சொல்லணும். சொல்லி பழகணும், பேக்கிட்டு என்ன மேக்கிட்டு. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா.
தர்மார்த்த காம மோக்ஷேஷு ஜீவிதே மரணே ததாம் கஸ்யாப்யுதார சித்தஸ்ய ஹேயோபாதேயதானஹி.
See, our first stage of life, when we born, and the first stage of life, our shastra, our ancestors kept a support for us. How to come out of these problems? Take God's support. Take God's help. Get courage, strength from God by performing some puja, some ritual. Strengthen your mind. Make your mind courageous, calm and cheerful by just prayers. This is the first stage of a remedy, a palliative. Then this is not the solution, permanent solution. Here you get some relative shanti. Relative means koncha shanti nimmadi kadikum. But that is not the permanent solution. First stage of life, no, you can do that and you can protect yourself without much damage by some puja rituals, something. And you are sane. And you are not totally drowned. You are sane and protected. With that help, you come to Vedanta, Jnana Yoga, final understanding the reality, that gives the total solution. And the Purva Bhaga of Veda is meant for that. First stage of our life. First stage of remedy. The second stage of remedy is the ultimate remedy, is Jnanam. Nanya Pandha Ayanaya Vidyate. ஜானாத் ஏவது கைவல்யம். யுவர் சாந்தி அண்ட் ஆனந்தா ஆல் கேன் பி அட்டைன்ட் ஓன்லி பை நாலேஜ், நோ அதர் வே. புரியலன்னா புரிஞ்ச வரைக்கும் படி, என்ன புரியற வரைக்கும் படி. இப்ப புரியலன்னா நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த், ஆல் த பெஸ்ட். ஓகே, சாஸ்திரா வில் வெயிட் ஃபார் யூ. சோ திஸ் பர்சன் தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷேஷு ஜீவிதே மரணே ததா கஸ்ய அபி. கஸ்ய அபி மீன்ஸ் ரேர்லி. திஸ் உதார சித்தஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் உதார சித்தன்னா திஸ் பிராட் மைண்டட் ஜானி. ஜானிஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் பிராட் மைண்ட். ஹி சீஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் ஆஸ் ஹிஸ் ஓன், நத்திங் எல்ஸ் இஸ் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் ஹிம். உதார சித்தஸ்ய தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷேஷு, நாட் ஹேவிங் எனி இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷ. ஆல்ரெடி அக்காம்பிளிஷ்டு, தே ஆல் ஆர் அக்காம்பிளிஷ்டு. தேர் இஸ் நோ மோர் புருஷார்த்த நிச்சயம். தேர் இஸ் நோ நீட் ஆஃப் புண்ணிய அக்வயர் அக்விசிஷன். தேர் இஸ் நோ நீட் ஆஃப் கிரேவிங் ஃபார் எனி மணி வெல்த். There is no craving for any pleasures. There is no craving for even moksha. Why? I am ever muktaha. I was muktaha. I am muktaha. Ever will be muktaha. Moksha is not a thing to get. What is knowledge? What is moksha? Moksha is not an event to happen in one time, at a particular time. Moksha is my real nature. Moksha is not an event to occur. Moksha means what? I am Siddhaha Atma Swarupaha. That is, I am Siddhaha. Moksha is not a sadhana, not a thing to accomplish. I am Muktaha. Ever. This recognition is called Moksha. Therefore, he is not interested in further Moksha. I am Siddhaha. He knows that. Nor Jivite Varaneva. Let me live for a long time. Now I am a Jnani. I want to bless the world. Jivite or Marani. There is no Heyopadeyata. There is no Heyatvam or Upadeyatvam. Let me live long life. And let me not die. There is no such type of thinking. Kasyapi udarachittasya Heyat Upadeyata. Heyatvam and Upadeyatvam. Attraction towards life or aversion towards life or attraction towards maranam or aversion towards maranam or attraction to dharma, ardha, kama, moksha or aversion towards all of them. Nothing is there. There is no aversion or attraction. What? Nothing. Nothing means nothing. Nothing less. Remain as Atma Swarupam. More in the next class.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்திஃ. ஹரிஃ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஃ. ஹரிஃ ஓம்.